You're going to hear a lot of Irish music this weekend. There will probably be some green beer consumed as well. It's the pub crawl on Saturday following the St. Patrick's Day parade. Joining us right now, Port Huron's Police Chief, Joe Plantzer. Chief, good morning.
Good morning.
Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Good morning.
Morning, Paul.
And I asked you as soon as you came in, I said, you ready for pub crawl?
And we are.
It comes every year, like it or not. It is fun, especially earlier in the afternoon. Later in the day it gets, the more beverages are consumed, the more interesting the crowd becomes, right?
Yes. I mean, it's a good day. It brings a lot of business to the downtown area. We've been planning for this for a while. We've met with the bar owners. And, you know, it kicks off at noon with the parade downtown. And then from 1 to 7 is the official pub crawl times. And we'll be prepared for it. We'll have our staff, extra cars on that day. We've got assistance from Michigan State Police. Border Patrol will be helping us out, Tri-Hospital, EMS, but it'll be a fun day.
It always is, and there's a lot of bars that participate in this, aren't there?
That's right. So I think 17 local bars at least are signed up that are participants, and then certainly anyone that isn't officially on the pub crawl stop, they'll get visitors too.
Oh, of course.
It gets pretty hectic downtown. The bulk of the bars are all in the town. That's why it's our responsibility, certainly. It's a big thing. We're going to have extra officers out there. Like the chief said, our own guys will be out there kind of monitoring it that are working the regular shift. And, another thing, the chief mentioned the St. Patrick's Day parade. The Y has the leprechaun loop, too. So, burn a few calories before you drink the beer at 9 o'clock in the morning and get out there and do something healthy before you get into that other aspect of the day, certainly.
Absolutely.
Oh, some anticipated problems, traffic congestion downtown, parking problems. We always worry about people with open alcohol. They bring it in and out of the bar, or people just maybe bring it with them on the buses. We hear there's some other buses from other areas that just, will have groups of people coming up here. Disorderly persons, fighting in public, certainly. Later in the day, we worry about the people that'll leave and try to drive, OWI. So that's a concern, and traffic crashes. And always the potential for injuries, not just from traffic crashes, but like we said, as people get later in the evening and the alcohol's flowing, you start getting these fights. It's always unique. Dispatch will say there's a report of a fight, and the suspect description is always green shirt, right?
Yeah. So,
that guy, the guy in the green shirt, right? How do we handle that? Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Big problem there.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So you got to be. I know you've talked before about overnight, after pub crawl's all over and everybody's gone home, if you see a lot of cars downtown, that's a good thing because that means a lot of people left their cars overnight.
That's right. Next morning, we want to see that there are parking lots full of vehicles. And, even though the snow ordinance is in effect, certainly we can let that slide for a night if you left your car out on a curb here downtown and you're responsible enough not to drink and drive, certainly. Yeah. I think we should spare you that ticket too.
I know one thing that people kind of tend to forget, or they think, well, it's pub crawl day, so I guess I can walk out of the bar with my beer. The alcohol laws are all in effect, aren't they?
Correct, and we'll be enforcing that. We try to give people breaks, but that's officer discretion.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like I say, people talk themselves into some tickets downtown during during these times. But no, leave the alcohol in the bar. The buses will be taking you to and from the establishments. And just enjoy yourself. And I want to reiterate what Sergeant Decker said, too. There is no reason for anybody to get arrested for drunk driving on nights like this. Yeah. Leave your cars parked. Find a designated driver. The SMPTA buses will be running. And put an extra $20 away for a cab ride home. I mean, we want you to come down and enjoy yourselves, but we also want you to get home safely, too. We want the citizens out on the roadways to be safe.
Yeah. The buddy system also helps, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, like the chief said, that's a big thing. Put some money aside. So a couple things. Friends watch out for each other so you don't lose your money. Safeguard money, wallets, purses, cell phones, all those things, Don't get try to stay with your group. If you get separated, have a plan. Somebody has too much to drink, don't let them go off by themselves where they're going to get in trouble with a fight, or maybe they're so intoxicated they pass out somewhere and they don't get found for a while. That issue. And I think that point that the chief brings up with the money, have that plan. So, okay, I know I'm probably going to drink too much, so I know I'm not going to get in the car. I'm just going to get a ride downtown. I'm going to have a cab plan, or I'm going to have some contact person that I've already confirmed is willing to come and pick me up when I make that phone call or send that text saying, hey, I'm done for the night. I've had my share. It's time to go home. Can you come pick me up? And, you know, that responsible person that's going to come there and get you. So that's really important.
Yeah. Yep. Be safe, have a plan, and have fun, because it is a fun day.
It is, and we want people to be patient, too. If you haven't heard, this weekend they've got a huge basketball tournament going on at SC4. Oh,
that's a good point. Yeah, that's right.
And Saturday we hear there's going to be like 1,600 people that are going to be in the downtown area that's showing up for the women's finals here for basketball.
Yeah.
So be patient. The bars are going to be busy. The restaurants are going to be busy. There's going to be a lot of pedestrian traffic downtown. So, again, come down, enjoy it, have fun, but be patient.
Thanks to you guys for keeping the peace and keeping us all safe on Saturday. We look forward to it, and I'm sure we'll see you down there on Saturday at the pub crawl.
I'll be there.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming. Appreciate it very much. Chief Platzer and Sergeant Decker with us before here at Police Department on WPHM at 8:17 now.